If you enjoy the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a review and rate the show. The more positive reviews we receive, the more listeners we can attract to the show. If you give us a 5-star rating, we will be sure to thank you on the show.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for a little rapid fire, where Danny and I fire three questions each at each other, trying to stump the other guy and make him look silly or stupid or both.
Or both, yeah. And it's all for fabulous prizes.
Yeah, and this week I think we're going to try to make each other look really stupid, because Danny texted me and says he's got some super hard questions and he's going to make it a challenge this time. And I hope so, because I think I've done the same for him. So we might go 0-6 0-6 on this episode. But before we start the show, I do have to give one announcement out there. Or the Hard Rock Arena Radio is no more, Danny.
No more? What happened?
Well, I used to do it on Radiosity, and then it got switched over to Shoutcast. And Shoutcast wasn't very good there about getting back to me. You know, their customer service wasn't the best. So my time ran out, and I had some questions for them because I think they were going to charge me more than I was willing to pay. And that's basically the end of the station, so it's no more.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'll do in the future because I'm real busy with this online teaching stuff. But maybe in the future, because it seems like everybody's going either Spotify or Pandora, where I think you can actually make your own playlists on those particular platforms, and maybe we can share some of our playlists with other people. And
oh, that'd be cool.
Do it that way. Because if that's the case, I'd like to, hey, we can load up all the good stuff that we know and, hey, share it with everybody. Here, check this stuff out.
Hey, we need to put one on Sirius XM is what we need to do.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But
that's big time there.
Yeah, Sirius XM actually owns Pandora now. So
really?
I think they have a, so if you still have it, I think you get a subscription to Pandora. And I think on one of the Pandoras, you can create your own playlist. And if that's the case, I'm wondering if we could share that playlist and share all our music with everybody.
I've got a ton of songs, so that would be awesome.
Yeah, me too. So if we could do it, and maybe the artists can get paid for it, because I know they don't get paid much for the streaming, which is a problem in itself. I mean, they get pennies on the dollar. But if we can put a couple of bucks in somebody's pocket, you know, like Lips.
Absolutely.
Lips from Anvil, you know, put a five spot in his pocket, or, you know, somebody. Somebody doesn't normally get regular airplay.
That's right.
We're here to help.
I did listen earlier today to Bitch in the Box. That's funny.
That is that's a good one.
It's a funny song, but oh man.
That'll be number one on our playlist if we ever get number to do one. One. All right, now we're ready for a little rapid fire here. And question one, Danny, is for you.
All right, bring it.
Here it is. Who played drums on the Hughes Thrall album and Wasp Crimson Idol? It's the same guy.
That's Frankie Banali.
You would be 100% correct.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, and you know what happened to Frankie, right?
Yeah, he died earlier this week. As the time of this recording, it was earlier this week he died of pancreatic cancer. But he was on, when he was first diagnosed, he had like 66 months to live, and he lived just about a year and a half.
Yeah, it does suck, and we actually got to meet him. You met him once, and I met him once.
Yep, I met him on the streets of New York with Carlos, just sitting there eating a hot dog.
Is that when
some kid walks up and talks to him?
Yeah, I think you still have a picture somewhere of it.
Somewhere there's a picture of that. Yeah.
Was it Tony there too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You and who took the picture?
I think it was my mom, because I was like 11 or 12 at the time. We were just walking around New York City.
No, I think you're much older than that. No, because I think I knew you at the time, because Quiet Riot made it big in the 83, 84. So you were in high school.
They were touring with Iron Maiden at the time.
Yeah, you were in high school.
So yeah, it must have been. So maybe I was 16 or 17. I don't know.
Hey, Frankie, can I join the band?
Hey, yeah. Kick that other guy out. He's no good.
Yeah. And I met Frankie at the post office, the Winnetka post office in Winnetka, California, because he lived right next to that post office. So he came in. He was really nice. I think I'm the only guy who recognized him or spoke English at the time. And I had a chat with him, and he was really cool about it. He said, yeah, I live right down the street. And sure enough, he lived right down the street. He was there with his daughter, dropped off some stuff, and walked home. But, yeah, too bad. Frankie was a killer drummer. He really was.
Yeah, he was a really nice guy, too.
And
really nice.
He was on the radio all the way up until the end. I know he was on Eddie Trunk a couple of times. But, yeah, just, you know, pancreatic cancer, that's, yeah, good luck with that one, so.
Yeah, his dad died of that, too.
I think his mom also, or something like that.
His mom had, believe it was breast cancer. It's a different cancer, but still, man, not good.
Yeah. So, there are videos of him playing with no hair, and he's like 120 pounds. Still playing, yeah. But yeah, you could tell it was his days were numbered there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're bummed out about Quiet Riot, go listen to the Metal Health album or watch that documentary on Quiet Riot. It's a really good one.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was on Showtime. Yeah,
you don't have to be a Quiet Riot fan to like that either.
Yeah.
It's just a good music documentary, just like that Anvil one too. That was a great documentary, just whether you were a fan or not.
Yeah. I heard there's a documentary on the Go-Go's on Showtime, and it's supposed to be really good. I'm not a huge Go-Go's fan, but I like documentaries, so I'll watch it. So if you got if you got Showtime, I heard it's on there.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the Phil Lynott one that's coming out soon.
Absolutely, me too.
Yeah. All right, question number one for you. Speaking of Frankie Benali, can you name four bands that he toured with?
Toured with or played on an album?
Toured.
Toured. Wow, because he's played on a lot of albums. I don't know if he toured with them. Well, obviously, Quiet Riot.
Yep.
Wasp.
Yep.
Oh, Hughes Thrall, did he tour with them?
No, he did not.
Okay, let me see who else. I'm trying to think here.
I don't think you'll get... He toured with three other bands that I found.
Wow, and he didn't... Wasn't he in... Oh, you know what? I was thinking of Cats in Boots, but he wasn't in that band. There was another band.
Close!
There was another band like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember the name of the damn band. Give me the first letter of the band's name.
F. F as in Frankie.
Frankie and the Knockouts?
No.
No, what? I think you stumped me. I don't know.
That would be Faster Pussycat.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And he also toured with Billy Idol and Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did read that. A long time ago. Billy Idol, isn't he the one playing drums on Money Money?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, great drums in that. It makes that whole
song. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's our little tribute to Frankie Benali, I guess.
You will be missed. Here we go. Question number two for you. I call this live albums mix and match. So I'm going to give you four live albums, and I'm going to give you four about how much they sold. So one of these sold under 500,000, one sold 1 million, one sold 2 million, and one sold 8 million. Okay.
Ooh. All right.
I'm going to give you four albums, and you're going to tell me what sold what. Okay.
Okay.
Kiss Alive 2, Judas Priest Unleashed in the East, Thin Lizzy Live and Dangerous, and Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, well, Frampton Comes Alive for sure sold 8 million.
Correct.
Because when you lived in the suburbs in the 70s, you had to buy one.
Right.
I'm going to say the Thin Lizzy sold less than eight. What was it, 800,000?
One is under 500. One is 1 million. One is 2 million.
I'm going to say Thin Lizzy was under 500,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say Alive 2 was the 2 million.
Yep. And what else?
And then the other one was a million.
Well, Judas Priest, Unleashing the East. Danny?
Yeah.
You're right. You got them all right.
Yes.
You're 2 for 2.
Wow.
I thought that was going to be hard.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about Unleashed in the East because, I mean, it's a freaking awesome album. I don't know how live it is, but
it's not, but it's a
great album.
But it sold a million. But Thin Lizzy Live and Dangerous, which is a killer, sold like 300. But Thin Lizzy, again, never big in the States.
Yeah, well, that album is unbelievable. I mean, it's awesome.
Well, let's hope that documentary gets a wide release and a lot of people see it and a lot of people rediscover Thin Lizzy. So,
yeah, I heard it's a lot about him as, you know, his story, not the band and the music and all that. But you can't talk about him without talking about the music. So,
right. And I read that book, The Rocker, so I know all about the backstory. I mean, just the beginning of that story is unbelievable, what his mom went through. So.
That was a great book, too. I think I sent it to you.
I think I sent it to you.
Yeah.
Well, we both read it, and we can't wait for the documentary.
And I sent you a book, didn't I?
You sent me the Ted Templeman book when I've yet to crack it open. It's right by my nightstand. It's on my nightstand waiting to be read.
Yeah, it's a good book, too.
Yeah.
It's good.
I will delve. I should just put it in the bathroom. That's when I get most of my reading done anyway. And then you got to drop a deuce. Hey, I can read a couple chapters. My son.
I guess you could do that. It's a good bathroom book.
Yeah, my son does that.
All right.
But he does it with a phone, but that's too much information. Okay.
Yeah, a little too much, but. All right, question number 2 for you. How many studio albums did the Sex Pistols release?
Okay. Official studio album?
Yep.
1.
That is correct.
Yes.
Man, I actually didn't know that. I thought they had like 3, but they have, I don't know, there's probably 18 albums out with greatest hits and all this stuff. Like, how can you have a greatest hits off of 1 album? But there's all kinds of live stuff and covers and unreleased stuff.
Yeah, and there's the movie The Great Rock and Roll Swindle had a soundtrack to it. So it's some Sex Pistols songs, some Sid Vicious, some from Malcolm McLaren. It's a train wreck, but
yeah,
that's not an official one.
Yeah, but anyway, that's an awesome album. So if you're into punk at all, that's the holy grail right there.
And I saw those guys live at the Universal Amphitheater.
Really?
Wow. The wildest show I think I ever went to. The people went nuts there. The Universal Amphitheater, you know, all the chairs. Once the band started, people are crawling all over chairs, running all over the place. They went bonkers. It was so much fun.
Wow.
The band was great. I mean, just
now, was this when they came back?
Yeah, like 96, and they came back because nobody really saw them before that, so everybody knew every song.
Oh yeah,
so we all went bonkers. It was just awesome. I think the band was taken back out, so into it. They just sold out 5,000 people just going ape shit. Man, we should have never retired.
Yeah,
great memories there. Okay, question 3 for you. What do Miles Goodwin of April Wine and Ian Paice of Deep Purple have in common regarding their band's career?
Wow.
Miles Goodwin and Ian Paice.
So April Wine and Deep Purple.
Yeah, those two guys, in terms of their band's career, what do those two guys have? What do they have in common?
Wow.
Band's career.
Are they the only player that's been in the band the whole time?
You would be correct.
Yes. I know April Wine varied. Every single album was different.
Yeah, I think the April Wine now, I think it's just two guys from the classic lineup. It's the two guitar players. It's not Gary Moffat. It's the other guy. Brian Greenway and Miles are the only ones left from when we saw them back in the day.
Yeah, back in the early 80s.
And Ian Paice is always bragging about, I'm the only original member of you. Because he's right. He is the only original guy.
Yeah, but it's Deep Purple, so.
Yeah,
So yeah. I've never really thought about it. You know, he's the only original guy left. I guess it makes sense, but
yeah, because if you think about it, Mach 1 was Rod Evans, and they did Hush in that group, and then Mach 2 is the really famous one with Ian Gillan and Roger Glover come in. That's the one everybody thinks about, but yeah, Ian Gillan's still in the band today, but he's not the original guy. It's only Ian Paice.
Wow.
Of course, Richie's out of the picture. You
know. Well, yeah, that's too bad, but whatever.
Yeah. He's doing it. At least he brought Rainbow back for a little bit, so it's something, but I don't think he's ever going to be in trouble ever again.
Yeah. All right, well, I was 3 for 3.
Wow, you killed it. And I don't think I'm even close, so it's Mike. You're going to ask me one more question.
No, you're one for two.
So I've already lost.
Pretty much,
unless this questions worth double.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. If you get it wrong, then yeah, it's worth 10 times.
Okay.
All right, so this is the name game.
Oh, boy.
Many times before. Who is Brian Elwin Hayner Jr.?
Brian L. Hainwin?
Elwin.
Elwin Jr.
Hayner?
Wow.
H-A-N-E-R is his last name.
And this Jr. Guy, is this guy famous?
Yep. He's in a current band now.
Oh, he's in a current band now. I got Marilyn Manson on the brain, but that's Brian Warner. Give me a clue, a hint, because I don't know offhand.
It's a completely made-up name. It's not like he's John Smith going from Brian Hayner to John Smith. It's a name you know is not at all a real name.
Like Biff Lipschitz?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help me at all.
Let's see. I'll give you one more.
Is he American? Is he in a big band? Is he...
The band is huge now. They're an American band. I saw them headline a show about 2 years ago, and there was a 2-day festival.
Okay. I think I got it.
All right.
M Shadows?
No, but you're very close.
Damn it. Oh, okay, because I know you like his
brother-in-law.
I don't know who that is.
Sinister Gates, same band.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I got the band right. I mean, Sinister Gates is not his real name.
That is not. I don't know. I don't know why I think that, but yeah, that's not his real name.
I like
Brian Elwin Hayner.
Good to know. I went 1 for 3, and you knocked it out of the park 3 for 3.
Yes, man. I can use that extra cash.
Damn it. Well, I'm very proud of you, Daniel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Everybody, please hold your applause till, I don't know. No, you can give me the applause now. It's fine.
Well, I can edit that in.
That's true.
All right, Danny, and good one, all right? And I guess I'll see you next week.
All right. And click.
Yeah. All right. Damn. 3 for 3. I'm slipping.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
All right, men and women out there in podcast land, it's time for a bit we call Cover This, where I play a cover song by an artist. You have to give us the original artist, the name of the song, and the artist covering this particular song. And this week, I'm throwing Danny a curveball. I think he might get it, but I don't know if he's ever heard this version of this particular song, and it's by somebody he likes.
Wait, the original artist or the covering artist is who I like?
The covering artist is somebody you like.
Okay.
The original artist, I don't know if you like them that much, but I think it's a pretty cool version of this song. You'll know the song.
Okay, let's go. Like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Yeah. Danny,
all right.
Can you tell me who's singing that?
Well, that was Oasis' Wonderwall.
Yep.
And the vibrato gave it away. That is Jason Bieler.
It is off of his 2018 EP, Birds of Prey. I think yep. I love that song, even the original. Not a huge Oasis fan, but I love that particular song, and I think Jason does a fantastic job of it. And there's also a video of that particular performance on YouTube, so you can go check that out.
Well, I'm still pissed. I was supposed to see him and Jeff Scott Soto in New York City. Well, then this whole freaking virus happened, and we still don't have our money back, or we don't have tickets, or nothing. So I'm hoping that it gets all rescheduled and we get to go. But
well, hopefully when all this stuff clears up and they let people back in clubs, that they'll maybe next. I'm going to guess it's going to be maybe the summer, maybe a year from your tickets, maybe late spring, early summer, 2021. I'm hoping. Let's see.
We'll see.
Yeah, because we're all getting fat here sitting in our houses or apartments on the computer all the time.
That's right.
Can't do this anymore. Ugh. We need to go out there. We need to go out there and rock.
That's right. Damn it.
So have you ever heard that cover before?
I have. I listened to that EP. You sent it to me, so I listened to it. But I didn't remember if you had said, does Jason Bieler do Wonderwall? I'd have said, I don't think so, but probably. I don't know.
Okay.
But, yep.
Yeah,
his voice gave that away.
Oh, yeah. I figured you'd get that.
Yeah. All right. Your turn.
Yeah, that was a softball for you. So what are you going to give me? Okay, apparently not.
You won't get the covering band.
All right. Can I guess Avenged Sevenfold already?
Damn it. No, you're not right.
All right. So let me play this and let's see if I have any kind of clue whatsoever.
Soul to steal. He was in a bind cause he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, saw him on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stub and said, boy, let me tell you what.
Okay. Well, I know the original song is Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band. And Charlie Daniels passed away this year.
Yeah, he did.
And I know there's a new band who covered this song, but I'm not sure who it is. So I'm
this.
Go ahead.
This was released in 2015.
Oh,
on a covers album.
Really? Because I know this just got written. Somebody else just did this song. You know what? I'm gonna say, who's that band you talked about recently? Part of me wants to say Five Finger Death Punch, but it's not my guess. Oh God. Oh my God, what letter does it start with?
A.
Damn it, I know this.
It's not Avenged Sevenfold.
No, I know it's not Avenged Sevenfold. And you talked about this band earlier this evening, if I'm correct. Oh, is it Adrenaline Mob?
That is correct. You got it.
Oh, yes.
Whew.
Wow.
Way to go.
I don't remember Adrenaline Mom even doing this song because I know somebody just did a cover of this song. It wasn't Adrenaline Mob's.
Well, that Adrenaline Mob's cover album is great. They do awesome versions of most of the songs on there. And I thought that was a very cool version with the guitar playing the fiddle part.
Yeah, I like that. I may have to revisit that. I'm trying to figure out who the hell just covered it to, give a nod to old Charlie Daniels. A lot of people don't realize that Charlie Daniels just wasn't a fiddle player. He also played guitar.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of pictures of him with a Les Paul.
Yeah, and apparently he did a lot of studio work with a lot of people because I guess he was really good musician. So he played a little bit of everything on other people's albums.
Nice.
So a shout out to Charlie Daniels. You will be missed.
Yeah, he's a good guy, good musician.
Good old country boy. All right, on that note, go out there and buy that stuff, track it down, and shoot us an email. Let us know that you bought that. Put a couple of shekels in there.
Yeah.
Bank or whatever. I was going to say change purse, but who carries a change purse anymore?
What?
Nobody. I bet you the kids don't even know what a change purse is.
Probably not.
I'm going to put my change purse in my fanny pack. Yeah.
All right, geezer.
Yeah, you'll never run into anybody doing that. You might. No. But. Or as the kids here say, boomer.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
I checked it out. I think boomers, I just made it under the wire. I think I'm a boomer.
You are.
Like 65.
So is Dana.
And you're not. What are you? Generation what, swine?
No, what was after boomers?
There was the Generation X, and there was somebody after that.
I think I'm a Gen X. I think that was after boomers.
And there's millennials. Ugh.
Well, Liv is Gen Z.
Oh, is that what's it? It's Gen Z?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a horror movie with Brad Pitt? Is that Z Nation? Something, yeah. Worldwide Z. What a great movie. Do you see that one?
No.
Yeah, that was a zombie flick, but the difference in this zombie movie, these zombies move and sprint and run fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. But it's one of those movies that keeps you on the edge of your chair, but it's violent, but it's not gross. You know, it's not like Dawn of the Dead or any of those ones where they just show the, you know, chewing up faces. No, it's not like that. So, yeah, check that one out. That's a good, fun zombie flick. They're sprinting.
Nice.
Yeah. Good one. Take it from us. We know.
Oh, we watched a lot of horror movies back in the day.
Now they suck.
Yeah.
I think we just took girls to those movies just because we wanted to get scared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th was terrifying. And, oh, my God. The Halloween? Jeez.
Yeah, I think after a while, though, we could tell by the music, and we saw so many of those movies, we knew what was going to happen next.
Oh, yeah. The hand's coming out of the dirt. Oh, there it is.
Oh, and the first time the hand came out of the dirt, my dad screamed. That's the only time I heard him scream. I covered my face, and I had nightmares for a couple weeks after that one.
Yeah.
But now we know that the nice, soft, playing music, something's going to happen. We know.
Yep.
Can't fool us anymore.
That's a telling.
All right. On that note, go rent some horror movies.
That's right.
See ya.